Unless you've been living in one of those 1950s-era nuclear bomb shelters or in the old East Side Tunnel, you've probably heard of the latest State House scandal. The state police and federal IRS and FBI agents raided the offices of House Speaker Gordon Fox 10 days ago. The next day, he abruptly resigned. Fox's resignation triggered a furious and fast campaign for the most powerful job in state government. Within 2 days, House Majority Leader Nick Mattiello, a Cranston Democrat, sealed the votes he needed to become the new speaker. The feds aren't talking about what Fox did, but it must be serious or he wouldn't have surrendered so quickly. Rhode Islanders have watched this movie too many times over the years to be surprised at political corruption. Yet once again, the Fox fiasco has given our economically struggling state a big black eye. It's never good for a state with one of the nation's highest unemployment rates to attract national media attention for a law enforcement bust of the House Speaker's office. What business wants to move to such a place? Ocean State politicians have usually thumbed their noses at what outsiders think of us. Quote, corruption in Rhode Island was bad, acknowledged 19th century Republican political fixer Charles Brayton, whose nickname was the Boss. Quote, but not a bit worse than in many other states. Rhode Island is so small you can see things better. That's what make the difference, says Brayton. The other imperishable saying attributed to Brayton is that an honest voter is one who stays bought. Brayton was correct in one realm. Other states have their share of political chicanery. The last three Massachusetts House speakers, for example, have all been convicted of felonies. But as a Boston Globe columnist recently opined, Massachusetts has a flourishing economy in the Boston area and strong medical, educational, and financial sectors. In Rhode Island, the public sector is the biggest show in town, and when scandals befall this political monoculture, they make the entire state look rotten to the core. It may not be fair, but it's foolish to argue that Rhode Island is no more crooked than other states. What has clearly happened in our state is that perception has trumped reality. That's important because political cultures are viewed on a combination of fact, legend, and the narratives they create. Rhode Island politics is seen as a venue in which the you-gotta-know-a-guy syndrome is the only way to get things done. Thus, we're seen as New England's parochial third-world country, a place wary of anything that smacks of a new idea or a new way of doing things. We all wish Speaker Mattiello luck. In the short term, at least, his fate is ours. But it probably isn't realistic to think that much progress can be made in an atmosphere where the governor's a lame duck and the House and Senate bump heads in a state where politics has long been a contact sport. Maybe it's time to have a conversation about establishing term limits for lawmakers or even shifting to a full-time General Assembly. After all, we have term limits for governor and the mayor of Providence, our largest city. Too often, legislative service becomes self-service. If we really want to have a citizen legislature, what's wrong with having them serve 4 or 5 terms and return to being citizens? Everyone who follows the comings and goings on Smith Hill knows of lawmakers who hang on too long and become little more than walking cauldrons of revenge, reward, and payback. We could also use a thriving two-party system, but waiting for that is like leaving the porch light on for Jimmy Hoffa. A Republican Party that's been captured at the national level by the Tea Party and red state social issue views of the Deep South is going to have a very hard time attracting young people in New England. We also have to look in the mirror. Apathy and a lack of interest in politics is an epidemic in our nation and state. A citizenry hooked on the electronic volume of televised spectacle and marinated in cynicism will never change anything. There's nothing like aroused voters to usher in change. The real question is whether 21st century Rhode Islanders care enough to get involved in their government. If we don't, then what happened in Fox's office is sure to be repeated.